96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
4WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Residents are asking Sawyer County officials to take a closer look at a proposed biofuel plant in Hayward. The Forestry Revitalization Act, introduced last September, would provide state tax credits and bonding to build a plant converting woody biomass into aviation fuel. The project would be a partnership between Johnson Timber and German energy company Synthek Fuels. At a recent Land, Water, and Forest Resources Committee meeting, all three public comments raised concerns about the potential impacts of the project. One resident, Nancy Schreier, told the committee the project raises a number of environmental concerns, including forest management, impacts on wetlands, and transportation of the fuel.
I ask that you enforce a balance between the goals of economic growth and preserving the environment that brings tourism, our leading industry, to our town and country. Please use our town and county comprehensive plans in exploring the right place to build this biofuel plant. The future of our natural resources depend on this.
Another resident questioned whether the project is moving too fast and asked the committee to request for a full environmental impact analysis and give the community a chance to weigh in.
I feel as though this project is being pushed by the state legislature without proper analysis and due diligence that is owed to the local community. There are questions about workforce, local housing, power and water consumption, the storage and transportation of the product to the only potential customer in Europe.
The Sawyer County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution that supports the proposed plan last October. The bill remains pending in the state legislature and is not advanced out of committee as of early January. The Land, Water, and Forest Resources Committee is slated to meet again on February 11th. It's that time when tax statements and paperwork start to arrive in our mailboxes. And this year, there's a change for retirees. Sholly Pittman has more.
Some could owe less in state income taxes when they file this year. State Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwok.
Anybody over the age of 67, if they have retirement income, that could be from a 401k, that could be from an IRA, it could be if they retired from Schreiber or Rockwell Automation, for a single filer, it's up to $24,000, and for a dual couple, up to $48,000 of that retirement income now will be tax exempt.
There's another change that affects just about everyone. In the last state budget, lawmakers also lowered one of Wisconsin's income tax brackets. Senator Howard Markline, a Republican from Spring Green and a co-chair of the state's budget writing committee.
Also, the second tax bracket, we lowered that rate by almost 1%. So these are everybody that works basically is in that second tax bracket. Even if you make $200,000 a year, you go through that bracket anyways.
While income taxes are ticking down, property tax bills are growing. They're the highest they've been since 2018, according to an analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It's driven by an increase in student spending and voter referendums, while state spending on education has remained mostly flat. New estimates show Wisconsin could end the budget cycle with roughly $2.5 billion left over, driven by stronger-than-expected tax collections. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are warning against committing that savings to ongoing spending. The governor and Democratic lawmakers, though, say the surplus should be used to ease costs for Wisconsinites, including on property tax relief.
As below-freezing temperatures roll into the area this week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds residents to follow some important tips for driving in cold weather. They say to keep your tires properly inflated, have an emergency kit stocked with extra food and warm clothing, keep your fuel tank at least half full, and if you slide off the road or get stranded, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help. Getting out of your vehicle can be dangerous, especially in freezing temperatures. The Department of Health Services is also reminding residents that frostbite can happen in a matter of minutes, so it's important to dress warm by layering your clothing and cover up by wearing gloves, hats, and long socks to prevent a freezing injury. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a number of educational live streams next week in honor of Winter Salt Awareness Week. According to a press release, Winter Salt Awareness Week will be held from January 26th to the 30th. The goal of the live streams is to share information with residents on the impacts of road salt on drinking water and freshwater ecosystems. The live streams will include presentations on salt reduction practices in winter maintenance, monitoring for salt in local water bodies, and the effects of freshwater salinization. Salt is one of the most commonly used tools to keep roads safe during the winter. However, the DNR has measured a steep increase in chloride levels in Wisconsin's rivers over the years. Much of that increase has been attributed to the use of road salt, as well as fertilizers and water softeners. The DNR is encouraging residents to use less salt on their own homes by shoveling walkways before snow turns to ice and scattering less salt over a wider area. They can also switch to using sand, which is more effective when temperatures drop below 15 degrees. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. It's not going to be a lot, but some places could get a half inch, maybe up to an inch in a few spots. Our high right around 16 tonight. A little snow, then mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cold with a high near zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.